This week on One Crazy Story, comedian Andy Beningo joins me to talk about the first time we went to L.A.
So I remember I pulled over and I go, do me a favor, drive for as long as you can, and then wake me up. And you go, all right, cool. 15 minutes later, I can't do it, man. I can't. We got to pull over.
Yeah, so this would be the time we went to L.A., which is 2010, summer of 2010, right?
Was it that long ago?
Yeah. That was a while ago, man. But it still doesn't seem... It's still not that long ago. You know what I'm saying?
No, because I can still remember, like...
Pretty vividly.
Because that was the first time I'd ever went.
Yeah, that was my first time to L.A., too.
Yeah.
We drove 3 days.
Yeah, it was about the journey, man. I think I told you, that was always my goal when I was, like, younger, was, like, oh, I want to be on the road for, like, 4 months straight and just work
a
bunch of clubs all the way to L.A.,
that would be fun.
And then do L.A. and then come back. But it was like, I had a bunch of stuff lined up. So it was kind of like, well, let's just go out there for
for a couple week
or whatever.
Yeah.
But we did pick up one show out there on the way there.
Utah, man.
Do you remember?
Central City or College City or something weird.
It was something city.
Yeah, it was.
It was very scenic out there.
Yeah, it was
like,
nice. It was gorgeous, right? We're in Utah, southern Utah, southwest.
I just remember, like, the craziest thing, it was, like, they had, like, signs that was, like, drive at your own speed.
Right.
Which was sweet.
Do
like,
what you want.
Go to your... But then I just remember we were laughing because there's that one sign that was, like, there's not another gas station for, like, 298 miles.
Yeah, I'm like, we better fill up.
Like, you remember
up
that?
Right,
like, we got to fill up. Because we're, like, driving, like... Because I remember you were even, like, what happens if you... run out of gas because it's like there's no gas.
There's nobody around.
There's nobody there.
Barely cell service.
Cell phone doesn't work.
Yeah.
So we did the show.
So we did the show
there.
In Utah. We're pulling into Utah.
Yeah.
Well, into the where we were performing just so we get off the exit. And it's like you get off the exit and we both like at the same time we go, ah, shit.
Yeah.
This is going to be quite the night, isn't it?
Well, you always say that too. Especially the hotel.
Yeah, you can tell how good the show
was. I remember pulling into the hotel, and I remember you were freaked out.
It was a Super 7.
It wasn't even
a Super 8.
It wasn't even an 8.
It was called Super 7.
It was a 7.
Like, and that's not even, like, that. You can't...
Yeah.
You can't make it up.
But I just remember you were freaked out because there's a guy twirling a knife in the parking lot.
Yeah, he's sitting... Are you talking about the guy that we shared that porch with? Because it's
right.
A motel that you
I remember
right outside.
I'm like, where's our room? And I'm like, I think it's there. And you're like... next to that guy?
Yeah.
It's just some guy.
He's just staring at us and he's
blade.
Twirling a knife and he's smoking cigarettes. He's like, hey, and I did the like friendly, hey, how are you? Just a nod because I'm so Midwestern. And he's like,
he's just you can tell he's like
lighting a smoke.
The hotel is atrocious, of course.
Oh, it's filthy. Mold on the ceilings, you know, probably
the towels
roaches.
Are already wet.
No. Oh,
like,
yeah. The one bed was broken in the middle, and I'm like,
right.
How many truckers just... And there's a Motel 6 across the street that looked like a Marriott.
Right.
And it was like, I'm like, why couldn't we, for $40 more dollars,
right.
Not even $40 more dollars, it could have put us up there.
Right. So we're like, well, this isn't bad for a night because we're going to get up early.
Yeah, because at this point, we only had 6-7 hours to get to L.A., right? Wherever we were at. It was something...
It wasn't very far. It was like
yeah,
six
we were
going to
make
hours.
It the next day. So this was our last stop.
And the plan was we're going to crash with a friend in L.A.
Yeah, so we stop in Utah, and so we go, all right, you know what? And at this point, we're exhausted because we've been driving for 2 days, 3 days. And we're like, shit, we'll just tough it out for this one night. We'll just do the show, come back. Like, we went and ate. Like, we'll just do shit outside of the hotel until...
Yeah, let's not even stay in the hotel.
Yeah.
So we go to the show, and the show was actually pretty decent, if I remember.
Yeah, it wasn't nothing out of the ordinary.
It was cool, yeah. Yeah. It was that guy Dennis Donahue.
Yeah, that guy's great.
So I want to say he's on stage, and I, like, check my Facebook or something.
That's right, yeah.
And it's a message from our friend who we talked to, like, maybe a week before we came.
I can't wait to have you out.
It's going to be awesome. He, like, emails me, like, I just talked to my roommate, and I don't think it's a good idea
if you guys stay. So now we're homeless.
So now we are homeless 6 hours from L.A., I've never been to L.A. I don't know
anybody
besides this guy. I don't know
what are
where
we
to
do?
Stay. I don't know anything. So I'm like livid. I'm like,
yeah. And we're tired.
And I'm nervous because I'm like, I don't hotel. I always hear how bad LA traffic is. And I'm like, I don't know how this is going
to
go.
Yeah, never been. Neither of us have been to LA. And now we're homeless. So, we're hungry. We're staying in this shitty Super 7.
So we go back to the hotel. And I remember we're like trying to sleep. It was like maybe 11:30 or 12. And all of a sudden the alarm clock next door just starts blaring.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, somebody's, but it just keeps going and going.
And it's going maybe 5 minutes. And finally you're like, I'm like, you're hitting the wall. I'm like, I know. That's the creepy guy's room. So I'm like,
the guy with the knife's wall. And I'm like, you're like, no, don't say anything. And I'm like, I'm just living. Like, no, I'm not going to stand for this. And I want to get some sleep.
I'm not dying in Utah, man. So I go, I have this idea, right? I'm like, dude, why don't one of us go to the front desk and have them call the room? Just say, look, you fix your alarm clock. People are trying to sleep. And it's so loud. It was so loud, I remember. And then you get up and you go and you leave the door. Leave the door wide open to the outside. And I just see like shadows of trees and stuff. And there's no trees. We're in the desert, but there's something. And I'm like, why would you? And then you come back. Like,
well, I remember you come said running. You thought that guy was going to come in with a knife and stab you.
Like,
and I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to leave the door.
Yeah, you just ditch me. Your car's gone. You're just like, what the fuck? So you come back and you're like, yeah, you won't believe this. So there's nobody at the
lobby. Nobody's in the lobby.
There's nobody working.
They had locked the lobby door. So whatever happened in the hotel, you're on your own for the night.
Exactly. Which is a bad sign.
So you were being like still cool about it. You're like, that's cool. I will turn on the TV and just drown it out. And again, I'm like, no, we're not doing this. I'm like, grab your bag. We're going to LA tonight.
We're leaving right now. It's 1 a.m. And I'm like, dude, I'm exhausted. You're like, I think I flat out said, I'm like, look, man.
Yeah.
I can't drive. I may or may not fall asleep.
I said, look, I'm going to drive I remember because you mentioned, hey, when we drive through Las Vegas, wake me up.
just so I could see it. Yes, and then I could go back to sleep.
Right.
That was my plan. And that's exactly, drive. You thought I wanted to drive.
That's exactly what happened. I'm like, we're in Vegas. And you like look up and you go, oh, cool. And then we look right back to sleep. And I was like, what the hell, man? Like, all right, I guess I'm on my own. So I just
you were so pissed
because I do remember this too because I started doing that we were talking about that church head bob move where you're driving. All of a sudden it's like, oh, okay, I gotta wake up. Like, oh, okay, all right. So I go, so I remember I pulled over and I go, do me a favor, drive for as long as you can, and then wake me up. And you go, all right, cool. 15 minutes later, I can't do it, man. I can't. We got to pull over. Up.
I'm not going to crash your vehicle in Las Vegas, because then you would have hated me 10 times more.
And
but,
so, I mean, in hindsight now, we probably should have just got a hotel somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that would have been the easiest fix, but I was, like, so livid, like,
yeah, you
we're not
going
to spend $80 to stay there for, like, 6 hours. We're not doing it.
Right. Well, you said that, and you also, I was like, why don't we just pull over for, like, 3 hours and both sleep, because then we'll at least be a little rested up, and you're like, no!
There's nothing creepier than sleeping in a rest area.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'd rather sleep next door to the guy twirling the knife than a rest area.
Oh, for sure. Well, as long as you shut the door.
Right, yeah. Let's not get crazy.
Yeah, let's not get crazy.
Goddamn door. But I'm being very aggressive in the car because I'm pissed.
Yeah.
I'm
like, well, it's three days of spending. Driving.
Yeah, you're exhausted.
You're exhausted, tired,
and
mad.
The goal is just, let's get to L.A. Yeah. It's going to be, like, there's you just have this fantasy, like, the minute we get to L.A., everything is going to be fantastic. It ends up getting much worse once we get to L.A.
Right.
We get to L.A., and I remember I was, like, stoked because I was like, oh, shit, there's, like, the Hollywood sign.
And you're, like, dead. And I'm just like, all right, let's start the day because
I'm exhausted. And I think we're in, like, Culver City. And I'm like, oh, I got to crash somewhere. And you're like, no, let's go exploring. And I'm like,
let's go check this out, man.
Exhausted. So the plan was we were going to check out a taping of Tosh.0 because our mutual friend is a writer. And so she was like, well, why don't you guys come
to the taping?
Yeah,
we'll get you some tickets. That'd be cool. I was like, sweet.
So we're like in Hollywood and we don't really know. And like Hollywood, I remember just being so like disappointing because you always see on TV like, oh, it's
They
mansions.
Sweep up for the cameras, man. Yeah. It's all nice. And then there's just homeless people everywhere.
And it's grungy.
It's dirty.
And just dirty. And so, like, we find, like, we're like, well, let's just get a hotel room here. And we check in, and they're like, there's only one room left.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, definitely. What's, like, you know, the
rate?
It was,
like, it was a great rate, too. Yeah. Wasn't it, like, $40 and you could see, like,
and it was like you could
the
see,
strip and all
It was,
the,
like,
you know,
a
sunset.
Really nice, clean hotel. And I was like, this is fantastic. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And then she's like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah. And so we get the, we're like, yeah, we'll take it, whatever. Because we don't know where we're going. Yeah, we just assume.
We just need a place to
live. We set up a safe zone. Yeah, we're like, this is our drop zone. This is going to be where
there's a roof here. We can lock our shit up.
Right.
Like, you know.
So we get to the hotel room. And it's like, there's like one, like not even a queen. It was like half a queen.
Yeah,
it was like a cot, basically.
Yeah, it was a princess. It was it's like a studio apartment size, you know.
Right.
And there was... There's one bed.
One bed. And so we're kind of like looking at each other, kind of like,
what's going to happen here?
Who's going to take the bed? Who's taking the bathtub or whatever? So we're like, well, we'll figure this out. And I just remember you got really excited because you go, oh my God, look at this email. They
need
shooting
extras for a sketch in this Tosh.0 tape.
Yeah. They want. And so she's like, if you guys are in town, we'd love to use you. And we're like,
oh, that'd be fun, man.
We've been in Hollywood for 4 hours and we're gonna be on TV. Like, we've made it. Like, so excited. And we're like, this is gonna be phenomenal.
This is it, man. Yeah, and then I was like, we'd love to do it. We're here for like a week, you know. We have all the time in the world, you know, we're just hanging out, just seeing stuff. And
yeah, we're gonna hit a couple of stages or something.
Yeah, we're gonna do some open mics,
like,
and shows
and
stuff.
And
so yeah, and then I go, yeah, I'd love to do it, you know, we're both available. And then we go, where, you know, what do we got to do? Do we have to, you know?
Right.
And she goes, well, it's for the it's called a Taze chain. And basically you line up and everybody holds hands.
Yep.
And they taser the first person, and everybody gets tased essentially, right? And we're like, well, it's...
I remember you were like immediately like, I'll do it. Like, you're like, I will do it.
I will do it.
And then you were like, you want to do it? And my first reaction was like,
that's it.
I'm not doing that. Like, because I was nervous, because I'm like, if I get tased, I'm going to like piss my pants on TV and then just look like an idiot. And you were like, who cares? We're going to be on TV, man. And I was like, I don't want to piss my pants.
I'm going to be on TV, man.
Or having going to a shock or something. So you're like trying to convince me. You're like, you know what, dude?
It's not that bad. I'm going on YouTube showing them videos of people
like
getting tasered.
But they're like the worst videos. They're like, this is like high voltage, and these guys are like screaming in pain.
This is like a police training video, and he's like tasing a like a criminal.
I'm like so dead set. Like, no,
this
I'm
person.
Not gonna,
yeah, we watched
I'm
people
not
just
be my
tortured
parents.
With tasers, and I'm like, I don't know.
There's a woman crying. Do you remember that video? She got tased, and she's like bawling your eyes out. It hurts so bad.
Like,
you're like, we're going to do this on TV.
I'm like, this will be great, man. We're going to have a blast.
We're going to be headliners in no time. We got a TV credit.
Yeah.
So you're trying to convince me, and finally I decide, like,
right,
I'm like texting people, like,
just, should I do it?
Like, Mary, I'm like, hey, if what do you think about this?
Yeah, would you break up? Are you going to break up with me if I get tasered on TV? Mary's like, yeah, that's kind of weird.
Just like, as long as you don't piss your pants.
Just don't piss your pants on television.
So... we go to the taping. We got to talk to our...
So we go up to him after.
Yeah.
And we're like, hey, what's going on? She goes, you guys have fun? We're like, yeah, it was great. Thanks.
Can't wait for Friday.
And she goes, oh, yeah, we had to move it to the following week. And I'm like, great, we're going to be gone.
Yeah.
And we were going to be... So what we were going to do got moved to a date that we weren't going to be there. So we couldn't really be
and there was
part
like,
of it.
There's like really no way that we could have been like, oh, well, we'll still stick around because it was like... a week.
Yeah, I'm like, we're going to spend...
In a town we have no... Again, we don't know anybody.
Yeah.
We're not the richest guys. We're like, I'm pretty much right out of college. So
yeah,
I've got no money. So we go back defeated, and now we have to share this, like, princess-sized cot. And I remember you went downstairs to get a drink.
Yeah.
And by that point, I was gassed from the night before. And I remember the next morning I woke up and I was like, I feel really good. And I remember you being like, I thought you died. Because I was like, what are you talking about? You're like, I went downstairs, got a drink, came upstairs. I like poked you like, hey, Andy, do you want like a water or something? And he's like, you didn't move. I wasn't sure if you were breathing. And I was like, and you're like, I thought you like were dead at first.
God, that would have made the night 10 times worse if you actually died.
And so day two, I remember meeting up with our friend, and he was like, oh, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He got us on.
He was
kind of
working there at the time and kind of was like, oh, you know, check this out and check. And again, we were like, because I remember this, we were like pumped up because he was like, I can get you a spot right now. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning or something.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I'll go on stage at 2.
I was like, this is fantastic. Let's do it. And then they had cut the show off right before I was getting ready to go on stage.
So I got to do a set.
So all I did was I got to see the Coke Room at the store.
Coke Room.
Remember, it's like a Sunday or Monday at 2 in the morning, and guys are doing blow off the back.
Yeah, and I'm like, it's a Sunday,
and I was
night,
like,
man.
There's eight
it's
people
the Lord's
in the audience.
Day. It's
yeah. So I think we went. I remember we went to like Malibu.
Mm-hmm. Checked it out,
and we saw Val Kilmer on the beach.
Oh yeah, we met.
And I lost my shit again. It's always like random celebrities, and it was like I was walking. I was like, we were doing that the whole trip though. We were like driving. We're like, dude, that's Josh Duhamel.
You see Adam Sandler's getting coffee over there. What? Where? No, nah, just
and it wasn't guy. Adam Sandler. It was
yeah,
just some,
it was just it was a.
But we were doing
guy.
That to each other the whole time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I really want to see like a celebrity. That'll be awesome. And then we're on the beach just walking, and I lost my shit. I was,
like,
I remember you were walking, and I was like, oh, shit.
That's
oh.
Val Kilmer.
And you're like, what's wrong? I'm like, that's fucking Val Kilmer, bro.
And I'm just like, all right, nice try, buddy.
Yeah, and
nice
I'm like, try. Yeah, yeah. You're like, I'm like, oh, that's Iceman, yeah, dude.
Bam, Val Kilmer, right.
That's him.
And then he started running because he heard you.
I probably scared him off.
Yeah, he's like, oh, shit. He starts like, running away, and I'm like, all right, you scared the piss out of Val Kilmer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that... Yeah, that was that. We did that during the day, and then...
I just remember we struck out, I think, on a couple of shows or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a couple things fell through.
But we had, like, we had some really nice, like, that guy Will was awesome,
mm-hmm.
because he was a guy who I knew through a mutual friend, and he was like, oh, you're in L.A., you don't know anything, I'm going to take care of you guys. And, like, he showed us, like...
Showed us all
go
the
to
clubs.
This club, you know, this is a good place to eat, whatever. I mean, he, like, really made me feel like, all right, I'm not afraid of this city anymore.
Yeah.
We can... pretty much
hang out,
figure this out. So it was like the last night. Remember this?
Yeah. Oh, of course I remember this.
This was like the highlight of my trip. I was like, I don't care anymore. This is sweet.
Because we were going to go see a taping of the Tonight Show. And then we took like the tour or whatever. We did
the
whole tour thing.
We did the NBC tour.
Yeah. And,
of all the lots and everything.
Yeah. And we're like, how do we go about, you know, we got to wait in line for tickets. And they were explaining the process and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, well, we want to do that. And he's like, yeah, they're on vacation. It was like summer break or something.
Yeah,
so they were on
hiatus for the week or something.
Yeah. So they weren't taping anything. We're like, oh, that's a bummer.
So we struck
out.
We wanted to see the Tonight Show, and they're not even taping the Tonight Show.
Yeah. So I'm like, damn it. So we're bummed about that. And then we go, somebody at the Ice House was like
to Pasadena. I think I did a set there earlier in the week. So we're like at the Ice House, and we saw like Jay Leno was doing like a charity show.
Yeah,
at the
like, that's
house.
Sweet. And they're like, come by.
Yeah, they're like, come by. You can see the show. So we got excited, and then they were like, oh, you should come by if you have tickets. You don't have any. So the play, obviously Leno. I mean, it's been sold out for a while,
a
month or whatever.
Yeah. So we go. We got to watch a little bit of it, though. There was, like, he was on the monitors. So we got to watch it for a couple minutes.
We snuck in, but I remember the there's that door at the Ice House where you can kind of sneak in, and we were standing in the door, and I remember the door guy just kind of, like, looked at us and then, like, closed the door, like, you don't have a ticket, you don't get to see it.
Yeah.
So, but my buddy's like, wait until...
Yeah, he'll come out after
come
all these
out,
people
hang
leave.
Out. We waited.
Yeah, his car was right next to the door, too. It was roped off. He parked right next to the door, and he had, like, a security watching his car and stuff. But then we're waiting around for, like, a half hour, maybe.
Yeah, we were just kind of BSing with the other comics, kind of like, hey, you know, it's cool. Kevin Nealon was on the show, and he was kind of
Oh, yeah,
around.
We got to meet Kevin. I forgot all
there's
about
that
Kevin
weird,
Nealon.
There's that weird guy who had, like, the camera. Do you remember that guy?
Yeah,
he was,
like the
videotaping.
Paparazzi guy.
He was like videotaping himself next to
I forgot
the
Kevin
celebrities.
Nealon was there. Holy
and the one guy,
shit.
He was like next to Kevin Nealon. He goes, can you videotape this? And I was like, no,
that's
because
weird.
I didn't want my fingerprints
I'm like,
on the camera
creepy.
After
this
he murders
creepy.
Somebody. Yeah, it was like Creepville.
So, yeah, so I forgot all
remember
about
that
Kevin
creep,
Nealon.
Dude?
That guy was so creepy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So, yeah. So Kevin,
like Kevin Nealon was cool. He
but he came out like maybe 20 minutes before Leno because just kind of like bite the bullet.
Right.
I'll go out there.
He's just
kind of
like, hey, what's up? And then they were like, people are like, where's Jay? And he's like, oh, he left. He left. But it was like he was really like in the green room probably getting, you know, $30,000 for the show or whatever.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Nachos.
Thank you. So people leave, and then maybe there's 15 people out, and I don't know, whatever he decided to come out. So he's like walking with his head down. He walks out the door, and everybody's
and like, I remember telling you, I'm like, I'm not going to bother him unless somebody else goes up to him first. Cause exactly. I'm like, I like, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't want to be that guy who's like, hey, what's up? So I was like, I remember telling you, like, let's see if, you know, anybody.
Right.
And like the second he walks out
this
the door,
woman
this
just
woman
screams
just,
like,
is like,
Jay, let out.
Yeah.
And he's like, and his head goes up, like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Like,
How's it going?
And then everybody, like, swarms him.
And he was very nice, though.
Oh, he's cool.
Because I remember.
He's talking to you like a comic.
Talked to us like, more like, yeah, exactly.
Like we work together. Like, it's like, oh, you're comics. Yeah, cool.
You know? Yeah, it's like, I mean, that's the beauty thing.
We weren't just crazy fans.
We weren't just, like civilians. We were
he could kind of relate, and he was even like, oh, you guys are from Detroit, you ever go to Comedy Castle?
Talked about the castle. Yeah,
how do you remember that, man?
Yeah,
and so he was super nice, and you know, we got to hang out
with
him. Yeah, got to hang out with him for a minute, and then we're like, see you later.
Yeah, he was
the guy with the cameras still, like,
yeah,
I'm like
take it easy, Gollum, let it go.
Yeah.
And then he gets in
that,
like,
was hilarious,
like $500,000 sports car and speeds off. That was pretty cool. That was like a cool way to hang out.
That's all for this week. If you liked Andy, make sure you go to twitter.com/bingocomedy and find out where he'll be performing at next, or you can go to andybeningo.com and find him there. And if you haven't caught up on all the episodes, you can go to onecrazystory.podbean.com, or you can find us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. You can also follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/onecrazystory. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.